This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Good afternoon, colleagues. I have a very brief message to share with you this afternoon. It's my end-of-year message to the entire university community. We end this particular year with gratitude to the Almighty as we realize more and more that our lives are in His hands. So many things have happened this year, and it is only through His grace that we are where we are today. Thanks to all of you for your support during this difficult year. It was not easy, but we have managed to set the university on the right course, given the tumultuous 2 years that we've had to make unbelievable adjustments to the way we teach, the way we work, manage ourselves, even our own families. I'm grateful from the bottom of my heart for being given by the Almighty and by the University Council an opportunity to lead you during this difficult time. Just as the Bible states that there are different seasons, we find ourselves in a different season of uncertainty. A few weeks ago, we had such great plans for ourselves and families for this December. But today we are left with uncertainty as the numbers of the new COVID strain, known as Omicron, continue to rise exponentially. This notwithstanding, let us move forward in a positive spirit. We now know the science behind the prevention of COVID-19, and let us not allow ourselves to play into the hands of conspiracies. What is important for us is to trust the science. And the science is simple. It shows how masks, sanitizing, social distancing, and vaccinations can help prevent and reduce infections. This is true, and without sounding like a broken record, this will set us free. Across the world, universities, corporations, governments, and other institutions have begun discussing mandatory vaccinations. MUT is no different. We have already commenced consultations with executive management, MUT's COVID-19 task team, and Senate. To halt this end, we agree that we need to develop policy on mandatory vaccination against COVID-19, as well as a policy on preventative measures. At the center of these policies is the assurance that the university will protect all its staff, students, and visitors to MUT. We believe that these policies will be big steps towards returning the university to normality. We have identified a team that will play a role towards the development of these policies and have set tight timelines to ensure that the policies are approved before the end of the first quarter. Hopefully, we'll be able to guarantee your safety. As we enter the year, we end it on a high note of having made great strides towards MUT Strategy 2025. Excellence is at the cornerstone of each of our goals, and I'm proud to say that a research recognition award to MUT by the National Research Foundation, called the Acceleration Award, has captured our imagination. The term acceleration is derived from the words excellence and acceleration. The Acceleration Award acknowledges South African research institutions for achieving the most improved research performance over recent years, as evaluated by independent parties and measured against a selection of critical indicators. It is a sign that as a collective, we can achieve greatness if we work as a team and with determination. Congratulations to all our researchers, the Research Directorate, our research and retired professors, and various research teams for this great achievement. We also end the year with firm hopes for MUT's internationalization agenda. From November, we seem to have ridden the wave of success, commencing with an international conference, The Future of Higher Education, Where to From Here, followed by the International Week, themed Fostering a Strategic Network of International Partners, which drew close to 500 participants for various sessions. These participants joined in from across various continents, often sacrificing their sleep, as some were 9 hours behind us. The spin-offs to the International Week are phenomenal. They will add value to our research and teaching and learning agenda. I'm heartened about the goodwill shown to us and for many possible pathways that we are pursuing because of the International Week. It would be remiss of me not to applaud the partnership that we are about to sign with Cape Peninsula University of Technology, CPUT. CPUT became a university of technology earlier than us and is well-resourced. We believe it will be a worthwhile partnership for us. We wait with bated breath for more financial injection through the Sibusiso Bengu Development Program to improve on our institutional infrastructure and facilities. Student experience, research and innovation, as well as our relationships and partners, so that MUT can become a better university on par with the country and the world's best universities. Please hold on to this dream and reimagine a better MUT that you and I will leave for generations to come. Take care for your families and make meaningful contributions to your communities. There are many incidents that have shown us that the African idiom, "it takes a village to raise a child," is bigger than what it seems at face value. We have a responsibility to ensure safe neighborhoods for our families and to protect our communities against various ills being fueled by nefarious individuals. We need to stand up against gender-based violence, against people breaking COVID protocols, and many other social ills. Take care, spread love, save money, save lives. May all of you and your families have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. May the good Almighty be with you always until we meet again in the New Year. Thank you very much for your attention.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.